So how has the country music industry kind of evolved since you guys put out your first album?
Wow, I was just watching some video on CMT just about 10 minutes ago, mm-hmm. and it was like I couldn't tell that from like some video on VH1. I really couldn't. What's the difference? I mean, the woman sounded like Sheryl Crow. She looked like her. The only thing country about it was she had an Alabama ripped up T-shirt on at the end of the video.
Sheryl Crow's probably more country at this point.
Well, it was about just like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know? And it wasn't so much that it was a bad song. It was just something that I could see on VH1.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the woman's name. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad song. It just didn't seem like it was... It had more to do with Sheryl Crow and less to do with Merle Haggard.
Right, right.
You know? And I like them both. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, you know... Now, it's just adult contemporary. You know? That's all it is.
Yeah, it's really...
And it doesn't really matter. It's not so much that... Of the kind of clothes you wear, because that doesn't mean shit, you know? Sure, we dress like, you know, in our old garb and everything, but that's just something that I grew up doing, right?
Right.
That's just... That's what I, that, you know, it's a big deal. And you could put us in fucking scuba gear and still sound country. You know what I mean?
I think you're obligated to play in scuba gear at the Bottleneck now.
Well, if we can find some. Chaw's big idea for 2001 was to dress up in Star Trek uniforms.
Yeah.
But we just never could get that together.
That would be cool.
Well, it's 2002 now. It's way too late.
Yeah, that's too old school now.
It is too old school. But I just don't want to have I don't want to have a blue shirt on.
Yeah.
Because unless you're Scotty or Spock, you got a blue shirt on, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's security, right?